What about the issue of dose? I know in this trial you use 10 milligrams, you have the lung trials, you have the colon trials. It's kind of a little bit confusing at this point.
Well, it's very confusing. And part of this goes back to how the way that the drug was originally developed. I mean, the dose we chose was based upon our phase 2 dosing in breast cancer. Colon and lung cancer had different trajectories or paths based upon randomized phase 2 trials that were done in those diseases. I don't have any clue whatsoever what represents the right dose of bevacizumab. We know that 20 mg per kg is too much because of the dose-limiting toxicity of migraines. We know that in the phase 1 trials, once you got past about a mg per kg, you bound up all circulating free VEGF. So somewhere between 1 and 20 is the right dose.
And you guys use 10?
We use 10. Our sense, I must say, when we did the phase 2 trial in breast cancer where we looked at 3 mg per kg, 10 mg per kg, and 20 mg per kg, even though the numbers were very small, we had a real sense that when you went from 3 to 10, that the responses were more brisk and that we saw relatively more patient benefit.
I think for the time being, people are probably just going to have to follow the data in terms of what the dose was and what breast, lung, and colon, and until we can figure it out.
Yeah, what we've got is what we've got for data.